这个事情。
In the morning, we studied the miracle of the healing of the paralytic.
后面谈到啊，这四个协助这个瘫子来亲近神、得到恩典的人，他们如何同心。如何的努力
？And I talked about how the four men who carried the paralytic worked together in one heart.
相信他们所得的奖赏啊，必定也不低于那个瘫子。
I believe their reward was no less than that of the paralytic.
啊，我们也晓得明天啊，是我们例行的布道会。
Tomorrow, as is our custom, we have an evangelical service.
啊，所以下午小弟想跟大家来谈谈主耶稣在世上的应许。
And so this afternoon, I'd like to share with you a promise of Jesus Christ.
那是一个警告，也是一个挑战。
One carries a warning and a challenge.
我们请看路加福音的十二章。
Please turn to Luke chapter 12.
路加福音十二章三十五节。
Luke chapter 12, verse 35.
十二章三十五节
，Luke chapter 12 verse 35。
你们要啊，你们腰里要束上带子，灯也要点着。三十六节
，36。
自己好像仆人等候主人从婚姻的筵席上回来，他来到叩门，就立刻给他开门。三十七节
，37。
主人来了，看见仆人警醒，那仆人就有福了。我实在的告诉你们，主人必叫他们坐席，自己束上带，敬前侍候他们。三十八节。
38。
或是二更天来，或是三更天来，看见啊仆人这样，那仆人就有福了。三十九节。
39。
家主若知道贼什么时候来，就必警醒，不容贼挖透房屋。这是你们所知道的。四十节。
40。
你们也要预备，因为你们想不到的时候，人子就来了。四十一节。
41。
彼得说：“主啊，这比喻是为我们说的呢，还是为众人呢？”四十二节。
42。
主说：“谁是那忠心有见识的管家？主人派他管理家里的人，按时分粮给他们呢？”四十三节。
43。
主人来到，看见仆人这样行，那仆人就有福了。四十四节。
44。
我实在告诉你们，主人要派他管理一切所有的。四十五节。
45。
那仆人若心里说，我的主人必来得迟，就动手打仆人和使女，并且吃喝醉酒。四十六节。
46。
在他想不到的日子，不知道的时辰，那仆人的主人要来，重重的惩治他，定他和不忠心的人同罪。四十七节。
47。
仆人知道主人的意思，却不预备，又不顺他的意思行，那仆人必多受责打。四十八节。
48。
唯有那不知道的，做了当受责打的事，必少受责打，因为多给谁，就向谁多取；多托谁，就向谁多要。在最后一节四十八节这里跟我们说啊。
Verse 48 tells us,
多给谁，就向谁多取。
To whom much is given, from him much will be required.
啊，多托谁，就向谁多要。
And to whom much has been committed, from him much will be asked.
这句话啊，将上面主耶稣所说的比喻做了一个画龙点睛的重点。
It summarizes the lesson in Jesus' parable. 啊，
它包含有警惕的意思在里头。
It is a warning to us.
对于那些已经得到恩典的人
，to those who have received God's grace，
应该要知道自己的责任。
Each must know his responsibility.
而这句话也具有挑战啊的性质在里头啊。
There's also a sense of challenge.
谁敢多领受神的恩典呢
？Who dares to receive more of God's grace？
谁肯多担负神的责任呢
？Who is willing to take on more responsibility？
谁去面对神？会向他多要的要求呢
？Who wants to face the fact that God would demand more？
我们是不是只想到神怎么样多给我们
？Have we only thought about how much more we want to receive from God？
甚至神已经给了
Perhaps God has already given much.
但是我们却仍然只注意着神还没有给我们的。
But we still wonder why God hasn't given us even more.
却忘记了神已经赐给我们许多的恩典。
And forget all the blessings He has already given us.
因此啊, 我们只知道权利而忽略当尽的义务。
And so we think of our rights, but not our duties.
到底主耶稣要向哪些人多取？
Who does Jesus demand more of?
刚刚我们所读的这段经节本身就已经告诉我们答案。
The parable tells us the answer.
就是向他多给的人来多要。
Jesus would demand from those much has been given.
这是个公平的要求。
It is a fair requirement.
因为主先多给我们,
because the Lord has given us more in the first place.
他才向我们多要,
before He demands more from us.
就好像主耶稣选召彼得的时候,
when Jesus called Peter,
主耶稣先给彼得两船满满的鱼,
He first gave him two boatloads of fish.
然后再要他撇下那两船的鱼,
and then
去跟随他,
Jesus ask him to forsake those two boatloads of fish and follow him.
而不是说什么都没有给彼得，却要彼得撇弃所有的，马上就来跟随他。
Jesus did not ask Peter to follow him without giving him anything first.
也就是说，主向我们多取的目的啊，是什么呢？
And what is the purpose of demanding more of us?
为了呀，要多给我们。
It is so that God can give us more.
彼得 为了主撇弃了两船的鱼啊,
Peter forsook his fish for the sake of the Lord.
去跟随主,
he followed him.
结果主给他的是那两船的千倍万倍人的灵魂。
And the Lord gave him thousands, 10,000 times more and better than the fish, that is the soul of man.
如同主耶稣给他的应许, 要他做 拯救人灵魂的渔夫啊。
Jesus promised Peter that he would be a fisherman of men.
在《使徒行传》记载，彼得一次的讲到3000人受洗，5000人受洗。
The book of Acts tells us that when Peter preached, 3,000 and 5,000 men were baptized.
这就是神诱导我们灵性长进的方法。That's
a way that God helps us to grow spiritually.
先给你，再向你多要。God
will give you something and then demand you of something.
向你多要，就是为了要 更多的给你。
And after he demands something from you, he will give you more.
在旧约信心之父亚伯拉罕,
Abraham, the father of faith,
当时他没有儿子,
had no son.
神应许要给他儿子,
God promised him a son.
但是当他得到独生子, 这个以撒之后,
but after he received the son of promise, Isaac,
神却要向他要回来,
God demanded that son
要他
from him.
把他的独生儿子献祭给神。
God demanded that Abraham sacrifice his son Isaac.
结果亚伯拉罕他毫不吝啬。
Abraham was did not hesitate.
他对神毫无保留。
He did not keep anything from God.
照着神的吩咐啊，果真就要把他的儿子献祭给神。
Because God commanded so, he offered his son.
结果神啊，不但没有向他索取，反而 将千倍万倍的恩典应许啊，赏赐给他。
In the end, God did not take away Isaac, but instead blessed him even more.
所以亚伯拉罕，他成为多国之父。Abraham
became the father of nations.
从他的后裔啊，救主耶稣来到了。And
from him was came Jesus Christ, the Savior.
成就了当时神对亚伯拉罕的应许。
And God's promise to Abraham was fulfilled.
众人因你得福啊,
that all nations will be blessed because of him.
原本亚伯拉罕没有儿子,
Abraham had no son at first.
神给他的儿子,
God gave him a son.
然后又要向他要回来,
and then God asked him to offer that son.
神是先给他，再向他要。
God first gave him the son and then asked him for it.
神向他要的目的是要将更多的恩典福气给他。
And God asked him for it because God wanted to bless him further.
同样的，我们神按照我们的信心，这个有限的，这个范围啊，他将恩典赐给我们。
Likewise, God looks at our limited faith and blesses us accordingly.
然后神向我们有所要求。
And then he asks us for something.
好，如果我们肯将我们所领受的来献给他。
And if we're willing to give back to God what we have received.
他必将更多的千倍万倍的福分啊。赏赐给我们。
He will give us even more blessings, thousands and 10,000 times.
这就是神啊，诱导我们灵性长进的这个定律。
That is how God guides us and teaches us in spirit.
另外一个例子啊，就是在旧约里头的约伯。
Another example is Job.
他的儿子，他的财产啊，全部被拿走。
God took away his children and his possessions.
那当时他仍然感谢神啊。
But he continued to thank the Lord.
哦，他在话语上没有来埋怨神。
He did not grumble against God.
如同他在约伯记的一章二十一节所说的话。
Job chapter 1 verse 21 says,
我赤身出于母胎。
Naked I came from my mother's womb.
也必赤身的归回。
And naked I will return.
赏赐的是神，收取的也是神。
The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away.
啊，神的名是应当称颂的。
And his name is worthy of our praise.
神允许魔鬼撒旦拿去约伯的一切。
God allowed the devil, Satan, to take away his possessions.
为的是要将更多加倍的恩典福气赏赐给他。
In order that God could bless him even more.
所以果然呢，在约伯记最后的一章
，In the last chapter of the book of Job,
约伯在物质和儿女的方面得到神加倍的赏赐。
He was blessed even more in his possessions and his children.
所以神向我们多要的目的啊，是为了要将更多的恩典福气赏赐给我们。
So God demands more from us so that He can bless us even more.
我相信我们都有啊买糖果给我们的儿女吃的经历啊。
Perhaps you have bought candy for your children before.
他本来没有糖果可以吃。
They had no candy before.
我们买了糖果给他。
Then you buy something for them.
看他吃得很高兴。
And when you see that they're enjoying the candy,
我们会逗他说，哎。给爸爸妈妈吃一块好不好？
You might tease them and ask, "Can you give me some?"
如果我们的小孩很吝啬，说我不要。
If they're cheap, they will say no.
一口都不给你。
They would not let you have a bite.
你会很生气。
You might get a little upset.
下次不再买给你吃了。
You might think I won't buy you candy next time.
如果我们的小孩很可爱，所有的都通通给你吃。
But if your child says you can have everything I have left.
我们会觉得他好懂事啊，不但我们没有向他要，反而下次买更多的给他。
And you'll be so happy that you probably won't take the candy away and instead buy them even more.
所以天父真神跟我们的关系就如同这样子。
And our Father in heaven treats us the same.
他一无所缺啊。
He lacks nothing.
他岂需要我们奉献任何的东西供他化用？
Does he really need our offering?
他要的是我们爱他的心。
What he wants is our love.
好，所以这就是神让我们灵性能够长大的一种方法。
That's a way for God to teach us to grow.
这种多给谁向谁多取的这个原则。
This principle of demanding more from those to whom much has been given.
是不能够说，我跟你比较，你跟他比较的。
It's an individual. It's up to the individual, and we cannot compare to each other.
我们不必问神说，为什么你向我多要？你怎么不向那个某弟兄多要？
We must not ask God, why are you demanding more from me and not that other brother?
你总是对我要求那么多，对别人却都没有要求。
Why are you asking me for so much and not that other person?
为何老是倒霉的事情试炼试探都临到我？
Why is all the trials and temptations in my life and not someone else's?
为什么教会的工作老是都要我做呢？
Why am I the one doing church work?
为什么大家对我要求那么多
Why do people demand so much from me?
我们不要忘记神给别人与你的是不一样的。
God gives you different things than others.
有可能他们从神那边所得到的是比较少的恩赐， 跟才干。
Perhaps God has given them less talents and less gifts.
他们的属灵的程度比较低。
Perhaps their spiritual maturity is not, they're not as mature spiritually.
啊，灵性比较软弱。
They're spiritually weaker.
啊，所以神对他们的要求就比较少啊。
And so God requires more of them, less of them.
啊，就好像说哥哥跟弟弟一样。
Take an older brother and a younger brother.
啊，这个爸爸妈妈。在分配家事的时候啊，那绝对不会公平的啦。
When the parents assign chores, they would not get an equal share.
啊，哥哥哦，年纪比较年长。
If the older brother is older, is much older.
动作也比较灵活。
He may be able to do more.
啊，所以啊，可能啊，被分派的工作就比较繁杂，比较重一点。
Perhaps he'll get a tougher chore to do.
啊，弟弟啊，因为年纪上哦啊的原因。他被分派的工作可能就比较清醒。
The younger brother may get assigned an easier job.
啊，所以啊，这个不是公平不公平的问题。
It's not a matter of fairness in this case.
同样的啊，当兄弟做完工作之后
，After the brother finished the chores，
爸爸妈妈啊奖赏他们的时候啊，来吃蛋糕喽。
And the parents might give them a piece of cake as a reward.
绝对不会说一人一半啊，一定是哥哥比较大块哈。
They might choose to give the older brother a bigger piece.
因为他是哥哥嘛。
Because he is older.
哦，所以神给我们的也是这样子。
And God also gives us accordingly.
哦，哇，或许呀、啊。啊，现在我们看到的啊，某些弟兄姐妹，哎，神对他们的要求比较少。
You see that God demands less of some brothers and sisters in church.
但是以后啊，当他们灵命长大的时候，神会对他们有较多的要求喽。
But when their own spiritual life grows, then God will also demand more from them.
所以我们不需要老是要跟别人比较。
So do not compare ourselves with anyone else.
我们只需要问说、啊，神是否多给了我？
What we need to ask is, has God given me more?
啊，我是不是忠心啊？忠心于神对我的交托、啊、
？Am I faithful to in what He has entrusted to me?
好、啊，另一方面，多托给谁，就向谁多要。
To Him, that when more is committed, then the more it will be demanded of Him.
这是责任的委托跟信任程度的问题啊。
This is a matter of responsibility and trust.
我们想想看，我们会不会啊、将重要的事情随便就委托别人
？Would you entrust something important to anyone?
我们总是啊会委托一个我们觉得可靠的朋友。
You would entrust something important to someone who trustworthy.
同样的道理啊。
In the same way,
神为什么啊多委托你
？Why has God committed something to you?
因为神信任你
，because He trusts you.
啊，他向你多要是你的光荣。
And it is your honor that He will demand more from you.
有些人被神兴起，被神重用了。
Workers, God raises workers and uses them.
为了神的啊，为神的家多分摊。一些责任
，and they have more responsibility in caring for the house of God.
啊，甚至有些啊弟兄姐妹在教会当中有举足轻重的影响力。
And some individual members can affect the entire church.
哦，但是不要忘记
，but do not forget，
这些人呐、啊，在神的面前要负更大的责任。
Before God, they have a greater responsibility.
权力和责任。往往是成正比的。
Authority is proportional to their responsibility.
只有啊胆量啊来求权力，却没有心智要来承担责任的人呢、啊，啊，都要切记神在这里所说的。
If someone dares to ask for authority and power, but not for responsibility, then they have to remember this parable.
多给谁，就要向谁多取的道理。
To him.When more is committed, then the more will be demanded of him.
在马太福音里头啊，马太的二十章
，Matthew chapter 20 tells us.
我们来看马太福音二十章二十节。
Let's read Matthew 20 verse 20.
马太福音二十章二十节。
Matthew chapter 20 verse 20.
那时西比泰儿子的母亲同他两个儿子上前来拜耶稣求他一件事二十一节
21
耶稣说你要什么呢？他说愿你叫我这两个儿子在你国里，一个坐在你右边，一个坐在你左边。22节。
22.
耶稣回答说你们不知道所求的是什么，我将要喝的杯你们能喝吗？他们说我们能。23节。
23.
耶稣说我所喝的杯你们必要喝，只是坐在我的左右不是我可以试的，乃是我父为谁预备的就是给谁。这里记载当这约翰雅各的母亲领着他这两个儿子来拜耶稣
The mother of James and John came to Jesus and knelt before him.
要来求耶稣一件事情。
To ask something from him.
耶稣就问他说：“你要求什么？”
Jesus said, "What do you want?"
他的妈妈就求说：“将来主耶稣，你得到国度的时候你让我这两个儿子一个坐你的右边，一个坐你的左边。意思就是说让他们坐你的左右的大丞相。”
And she said, "When you receive your kingdom." May they be at your left hand and your right hand, or that you will raise them to power.
Hey, 他要求高于众人的权力。
She wants her son to be above all.
所以耶稣问他说说你们所求的你们不知道。
Jesus said, you do not know what you ask.
要求这个权力这个是你们能承受得了的吗？
Are you able to handle this power?
Hey.主耶稣说我所要喝的杯你们能喝吗？
Can you drink the cup I'm about to drink?
他们两个还不晓得纷纷回答说我们能
They did not know what Jesus was saying, yet they said we are able.
他以为主耶稣是去给人家请客，你一杯我一杯是那种杯
They probably thought the cup was just having a drink at a feast.
主耶稣将要喝的是十字架的苦杯
Jesus' cup is the bitter cup of the cross.
是要被钉在十字架上的苦
行。It's the suffering on the cross.
他们不晓得。
They did not know it.
他们只求那个权力。
They wanted the power.
但是当要相对的这个所谓的这个权力所要付出的责任，他们一点都不懂。
But the responsibility that came with the power, they did not know.
所以我们往往也是如同西比泰的母亲一样。
Often we are like the
西比泰儿子的母亲。
We are like the mother of James and John.
我们求那个要与主耶稣同进。耶路撒冷这个何善那何善那的荣耀。
We ask for the glory of Jesus when he entered the city Jerusalem and people cried out Hosanna.
但是我们却不愿意承担与主耶稣在客西马尼园警醒祷告那样的责任。
That we're not willing to take up the responsibility of watching and praying with him in the Garden of Gethsemane.
所以权力跟义务是相对的。
Power.Authority goes with responsibility.
有人因为这样子他就另外的反向的思考。
And some people have thought of their own ideas.
既然这样说多托谁就向谁多要，多给谁就向谁多要。那主耶稣你少托给我，你少赐给我吧。
If more is committed to me, then more will be demanded of me. Then Lord Jesus, please give me less.
免得将来你向我多要，我就受不了。
Otherwise, I cannot handle it if you demand more from me in the future.
如同有些学生他们生平无大志，只求60分
And like some students in school, all they ask is a passing grade, barely.
但是我们想想，这是主耶稣的心意吗？
Is this the heart of Jesus for us?
当主耶稣说多给谁就向谁多取。
Jesus said, when he commits more to us, he will demand more of us.
多托给谁就向谁多要的这一句话。
When he has given us more, he will demand more from us.
主耶稣到底是想要多给我们，多托我们呢？还是想要少给少托我们呢？
What do you think Jesus wants, to give us more or give us less?
我相信主耶稣他一定期望我们有更正确的态度。
I believe Jesus wants us to have the correct attitude.
为他来承担神国的责任。
To take upon ourselves the responsibility for the kingdom of God.
绝对不是给我们一个推卸责任的借口了。
He does not want to give us an excuse to flee from our responsibilities.
当然他更期望我们有正确而勇敢的态度。
And he hopes we can take courage and have the right attitude.
接受啊，主耶稣向我们发出的挑战。
And accept the challenge he has for us.
有一些信徒啊，为了今生短暂的名誉、地位、金钱、荣耀、学问、爱情啊等等哈，啊，很有进取心。
Many members strive in their jobs and for money, for love, for anything in the world.
哦，但是对于那永恒属天的福分跟荣耀啊，往往啊却仅仅得救就好。
But in matter of salvation in the heavenly kingdom, all they want is barely to be saved.
就以这样子啊就满意了。
And they think that'd be good enough for them.
这不是谦卑啊。
It is not a sign of humility to think that.
这种态度的真正原因。
But the reason behind that idea.
其实啊是不相信也不在乎将来的赏赐。
It's that you actually don't believe in the rewards in heaven and you don't really care about it.
所以有些啊慕道朋友哦他就会啊会对我们质疑啊。
And some true seeker friend have questioned us.
哎你说啊啊将来啊这个得救啊到天国、哦、好的无比啊。
You said how it's wonderful to be saved, to go to heaven.
哦那边啊什么黄金街碧玉城啊啊花卉唱歌哇怎么样好怎么好。
You talk about streets of gold and walls of jasper and flowers that sing.
真的吗
?Is it really that good?、
哎、我看你好像讲得有点心虚咧。
I don't think you believe it.、
哦如果是真的话，我看你好像也不太想去的样子。
Even if it were true, it doesn't seem like you really want to go.
哎，不是很积极呀、啊。
You don't seem so anxious to leave.
哦，比起呀、啊，啊，昨天你约我打麻将那种态度啊，我看啊是啊后面的比较积极呢。
I think you are more anxious to go out and have some fun.、嗯、
哦，那会有这样的态度啊，另外一个原因呢、啊？是因为不能体会神愿意万人得救的心肠。
Another reason we feel this way is that we do not understand God's desire to save all mankind.
得救是个人跟神的事情。
You believe that salvation is simply an individual relationship with God.
我哪知道你能不能得救
？How should I know whether or not you're saved?
你不信算了。
If you don't believe it, that's your problem.
对我又不会少一块肉。
It's nothing off my back.
好，所以啊，因为这样子啊，啊，就不是很积极啊。
And so we are not anxious to save others.
好，我心情好的时候，哎，多跟你讲几个见证啊。
When I feel good, I'll tell you some testimonies.
我心情不好的，我理都不理你，你最好下地狱啊。
And if I don't like you, then you might as well go to hell for I care.
啊，这都是因为我们不能体会神愿意万人得救啊。
That's because we don't understand God's heart to save all.
我们蒙恩得救啊，就只做了承受恩典，却不愿意承受责任的人啊。
So in matter of receiving grace and salvation, we become on the recipient side.
我们想想看，今天基督为我们成就这么伟大的救恩
，Christ has accomplished such a great salvation.
竟然不如世上的钱财对我们的吸引
，But the money in the world has draws us more than Christ.
不如世上的事物那么样的吸引我们。
It is not attractive to us as the things of the world.
那种积极进取。
We're not willing to pursue him more than we pursue the things of the world.
有可能是因为我们没有真正的知道主的救恩到底有多么的荣耀。
And it's possibly because we do not see how glorious it is to be saved.
在教会里头啊，还有一些弟兄姐妹对于将来得救没有很完全的观念。
Some members also have an incomplete comprehension of salvation.
哦，他们认为啊，只要拒绝这个救恩的人啊，将来下地狱都要灭亡。
They believe that anyone who refuses salvation will perish in hell.
哦，那刑罚通通一样。
And their punishment are equal.
啊，轻重的程度也一样。
And the severity are equal.
那凡是接受耶稣基督为救主的人，将来能够承受永生。
Anyone who accepts Christ as his Savior will receive eternal life.
那承受的福气、恩典，还有将来的荣耀，也通通一样。
And we receive equal glory and equal blessing.
其实这不是很正确的。
That is not entirely correct.
如果我们啊详细查考圣经的话
，When we study the Bible，
哦，我们会发觉呀、啊，刑罚的程度有轻重，同样的赏赐的程度啊也有轻重之分。
We find that there are different levels of punishment and different levels of rewards.
好、哦，比如说啊。啊，我们刚刚所读的这个《路加福音》的十二章。
For example, when we read Luke chapter 12,
这边呢、啊，啊，在这个四十七节呀、啊，有谈到说多受责打跟少受责打。
Verse 47 says, it talks about servants who will be, beaten more and servants who will be beaten less.
可见呢、啊，啊，这个刑罚是有轻重。
There's different severity of punishments.
好、哦，那再来。这个路加福音的十章到十二章啊，以至啊，这个哦啊，路加福音的十章的十二节到十四节。
In Luke chapter 10 verses 12 to 14，
我们来看路加福音的十章十二节。
Let's turn to that verse, Luke chapter 10 verses 12。
十二节，我告诉你们，当审判的。日子，索多玛所受的比那城还容易。这里呀、啊，谈到说还容易啊。
Verse 12, Jesus said it will be more tolerable.
好、哦，这也是一个比较的观念在里头。
So there is a different levels of comparison.
啊，含有这个轻重啊不等的意思。
Something are more severe than others; they're not equal.
哦，那在约翰福音十九章的。十一节同样的
John chapter 19 verse 11 also says、哦、
所以把我交给你的那个人罪更重了
The one who has handed me to deliver me to you has a greater sin
这里啊，啊主耶稣说的话是说审判不公义的比拉多他是有罪的没有错
Jesus here says that Pilate who was his judge an unrighteous judge was a sinner
但是、啊、把主耶稣交给比拉多的人，罪就更重。
But the one who delivered him to Pilate has the greater sin.、哦、
可见呢、啊，啊，这个罪啊也有轻重之分呐、啊。
There are greater sins and lesser sins.、哦、
罪有轻重之分，刑罚当然就哦这个轻重之分。
And so there are greater punishments and lesser punishments.
同样的，赏赐也是如此。
The same goes with rewards.
啊，我们来看这个路加福音的。十九章
Please read Luke chapter 19
十九章十一节到二十节里头主耶稣说了一个这个说了一个比喻、啊、
Luke chapter 19 verses 11 to 20 is another parable
好那边主耶稣说到他说到一个比喻说有个人啊他要去远方所以他把他的十个仆人叫来交给他们十锭银子。
And in this parable, Jesus said, a man was going to go to a far country, and he called his 10 servants and gave them 10 minas of silver.
要他们去做生意。
To do business.
等到这个主人回来之后，就把这十个仆人叫来。
And after he returned, he called the same 10 servants.
将主人的这个银子还给主人
，and they return and the silver to him。
哦，所以从这个十六节开始那个赚有人赚十锭的，他就管十座城。
And starting with the first servant, when he made 10 minas of silver, he received 10 cities。
哦，那第二个他赚了。五锭的，他就管五座城。
And the second made earned 5 minas and he received 5 cities.、哦、
他们同样的都从主人那边领受一定的银子。
They received the same amount from the master.
得的银子都一样。
They received the same.
但是赚回来的数目却不一样。
But they earned different amounts.
所以他们所得到的赏赐也有分别。
And they received different amounts of reward.、哦、
哥林多前书十五章。那边也谈到
First Corinthians chapter 15 also says
在我们复活的时候我们都有荣耀的身体
When we are resurrected in the future we will receive a glorious body
但荣耀的程度不一样
But there's different levels of glory
就如同日月星辰有不同的 光辉一样。
Just as there's different glories and brightness in the sun, moon, and stars.
当我们啊这个荣耀啊这个得荣耀的时候，复活的时候，也要按照啊我们啊这个所做的功啊来啊得到赏赐。
And different levels of glory and rewards will be given us according to our what we have done.
那新约圣经也给我们看见。
The New Testament also tells us.
有些人得神的称赞。
God praises some.
有些人得冠冕。
God, some receive a crown.
有些人要跟主同作王。
Some will sit with God.
那有些人呢、啊，是仅仅得救，如同从火经过一样。
And some are barely saved as being passed through the fire.
所以这一切 都可以让我们得知，在圣经里头，赏赐是有大小。
This example from the Bible tells us that there are different amounts of reward.
刑罚也有轻重之分。
Different levels of punishment.
有一个这个台湾的弟兄啊。
There's a brother in Taiwan.
他有一天呢、他做了一个梦。
One day he had a dream.
结果他醒过来在那边哭啊。
And he woke up weeping.
手还揉着头啊，说好痛好痛。
And he rubbed his forehead saying it hurts.
他的太太被他的哭声吵醒也坐起来说你睡觉不睡觉啊？你在干什么
？And his wife woke up because she heard him and said, "What are you doing?"
他才告诉他太太，刚刚他做了个梦被主耶稣打。
And he said, "I just had a dream and Jesus beat me."
他说到底是怎么回事啊
？And his wife asked him what happened.
他就讲说他梦见他到天国去了。
And he said he dreamt that he went to heaven.
看到很多人在排队
He saw many people in the line.
他就问说你们排队干什么
？And he asked them, "What are you doing here?"
这些人就告诉他说，我们等着要领工钱呐。
These people said we're in line for to receive our wages.
弟兄一听说有钱领他也跟着后面排队。
So he figured he would get in line for some money.
然后就看到在前面有一个桌子那有一个穿白衣服的桌上有一大本书。
And in the front there was a table, and a man in white sat there with a great book before him.
那每个人到他的前面呢？就能够拿到钱多有的拿的多有的拿的少
and everyone received his wages in turn some received more than others
没有多久就轮到他了
and then it was his turn
那个穿白衣服的就问他说你叫什么名字
and the man in white asked him what's your name
他就把他的名字报出来了
and he told him his name
那这个穿白衣服的他那本书翻来翻去就是找不到他的名字
and the man in white flipped through the entire book front and back and could not find his name
他还一直提醒这个穿白衣服的说一定有一定我是真耶稣教会的一定有我的工钱
and this brother keeps saying I'm a member of the True Jesus Church my name has got to be on there
你仔细找仔细找
please look carefully
再怎么找还是没有
but they could not find the name
这个穿白衣服的后来很生气拿起他的拐杖往他的头一敲说没有做工还想领工钱
and afterwards this man got angry and took a cane and whacked him on the head and said you didn't do any work and you want to receive wages
他被一打结果打醒了头好痛
and so he woke up and his head was still hurting
隔天就赶快跑到教会来了
so the next day he came to church
跟负责人说昨天你在聚会结束之后，你要我出来协助什么圣工我答应了，我答应了。
And he went to the council member and said, "Yesterday, asked me to do something to help the church. I'll do it."
这个负责人说，平常像请你帮忙什么事情，你总是说好忙，这次怎么突然说你答应了
？And this councilman wondered, "You always say you're busy, and why do you agree so quickly this time?"
他才把这个见证讲出来。
He shared his testimony with the council member.
没有做工不能领工钱。
If you do not work, you cannot do not deserve a wage.
所以多做工绝对不落空的。
So the more work you do, it is never in vain.
那再来，我们想想看，今天的我们是不是已经从神那边多领？
Have we received more from God?
是多得的，不是少得到的。
We want more, not less.
有人说哪有也没有从主耶稣那边拿多少。
People claim Jesus hasn't given me much.
其实我们如果仔细想一想
，If we think about it,
我们今天跟一些还没有 信主的这些朋友们来做个比较。
Compare yourselves to your friends who have not believed in God.
我们从神那边真的是领受很多了。
We have received much in comparison.
至少我们已经从他那边领受到赦罪的恩典。
At least he forgave your sins.
当然了、我们对于带领人来信主就有相对的责任。
And so we have a responsibility to lead your friends to the Lord.
同样的那一些有机会听到神道理的人却不肯接受救恩
And for those people who have heard the gospel and refuse to believe,
那将来也不是说我不知者无罪。
In the future, they cannot claim ignorance.
因为你已经听到了。
Because they have heard the gospel.
所以将来你所受的刑罚审判，比那个真的在住在深山里面从来没有听到耶稣的人还要重。
So for those who hears the gospel and refuse to believe, their punishment will be more severe than those who have never heard of Jesus.
主耶稣到底要向谁多取呢？
Who does Jesus ask more from?
这样我们想一想，就是向我们这些人多取了。
If we think about it, it is he asks more from us.
就是要向你我多取了。
You and me.
我们勇敢地来接受这份荣耀的托付。
So let us accept this glorious commitment.
他绝对不会不够我们的恩典使用。
God's grace is sufficient for us.
就把他的刺就放在我们身上。
And so he placed a thorn within us.
他绝对不会没有给我们装备就要我们上战场去拼命。
He would not send us to battle unprepared.
他更不会毫无撒种就要我们去收割
。And he would not ask us to reap without sowing.
所以我们仔细的来想想，这个比喻的最后的这一句话。
So let us ponder the Jesus' conclusion in this parable.
多给谁，就向谁多取。
To whom more much has been given, more will be asked for.
多托谁，就向谁多要。
To whom much has been committed, more will be demanded of him.
今天你我都是多取多托的人。
Today, you and I have been given more and are committed.
所以我们将来必要向神交的账。要更多。
In the future, God will account for what He has given us and what He demanded of us.
同样，我们要领受的荣耀也更多。
And in the future, we will receive more glory.
求神帮助我们。
May God help us.
让我们都能够勇敢地来接受这份的挑战。
So that we can accept His challenge.